Now, we mentioned John Knox a few minutes ago. We're going to talk in more detail about him. Renegade, reformer, revolutionary. 5 centuries after his birth, the influence of Scotland's John Knox can still be felt right across the English-speaking world. But who was this man? What did he do? And why today is he both valued and vilified? A new independent docudrama film has been released that follows in the footsteps of Scotland's greatest reformer as he makes his epic journey from Catholic priest to a passionate Protestant preacher, facing down the most famous Scottish queen of all time. I asked the film's director, Murdo MacLeod, why he chose John Knox.
For me, growing up in a Christian household, John Knox was one of these sort of legendary figures alongside Martin Luther and John Calvin. As I remember it, my dad had a portrait of John Knox that sat above the dining room table glowering down at all of us while we were having our meal. My mum wasn't very keen on it, so it ended up in the attic. But he was always a figure that I'd come across growing up. And when someone posted on Facebook, "Happy 500th birthday, John Knox," I thought, well, this is certainly something that needs to be celebrated. So I looked around to see if anybody was doing anything on it, and seeing nobody else seemed to be doing anything, the challenge was put to me, well, maybe it's something I should do. So I started looking into it and discovered more and more just what an interesting and fascinating man this was.
Well, he was a man of many paradoxes, wasn't he?
Absolutely, yes. On the one hand, he was a very aggressive personality in his public persona, but in his personal life, he was seen to be a remarkably sensitive man and would dwell a long time on any criticism that was given to him and would think very carefully about how his actions would come across to others. He displays a remarkable amount of angst in his letters.
Angst about what?
Well, for example, he has this great push towards we must stand up for what is right, whether that involves taking up arms against the state or whatever. But then when the revolution in Scotland was just on the verge of beginning and letters were arriving asking Knox to come back to Scotland from Geneva, where he was at the time, and help this revolution, Knox really had some difficulty in coming to terms with that. He began to wonder if it was possible that the gospel of Christ could be preached by those who were declaring war. So he had maybe second thoughts about it once he was actually called to put into action what he had been preaching so vigorously beforehand. So you have this paradox between how forceful he is in what he says and then sometimes worrying about it once he has to actually come and do it. In that case, of course, he did decide to come and help the revolution in Scotland and quickly became one of the foremost leaders.
What drove him, Murdo? What was his mission? Was it purely to purify Scotland's religion, as he saw it?
Well, I think the key thing that motivated John Knox was a love for truth and a love for Jesus. And I think that's one of the things that really comes across once you start studying him, because there's a lot of things that he would say or that he would do that you might disagree with, and he's the kind of guy that you end up either loving or hating. But you always have to admire this passionate love for the gospel and love for Jesus. He would risk his life to see that gospel proclaimed in public and without any danger to those who were proclaiming it.
He was heavily influenced by John Calvin, but with hindsight and with everything you've studied, would you say he was as, if not more, influential than he was?
I would certainly say that John Calvin has more influence across the world than John Knox has in the present day. Calvin's commentaries and Calvin's institutes are still avidly read across the world. John Knox didn't write quite so much. He was more of a, as he saw it himself, he was blowing the Lord's trumpet in the present day, and he didn't leave quite so much to posterity as John Calvin did. He did leave his history of the Scottish Reformation and some other documents, but in terms of theology, I believe he only wrote one document, which is largely a restatement of Calvin's position. So I would say that Calvin really is the seminal figure of theology at the Reformation.
He was a man of great courage. I was reading one quote from one man standing before Knox's open grave who said, "Here lies a man who neither flattered nor feared any flesh." Would that sum him up as well?
I think that would be a fair assessment of Knox. He showed remarkable courage in the way, for example, that he would talk to Mary, Queen of Scots, who technically had the right to have him taken out and executed. But he was determined that the gospel should be spoken in public as in private, that there should be no privatization of religion, but that it should be a corporate thing, a national thing, a societal thing.
And his spiritual legacy, I mean, we talk about Calvin, but his spiritual legacy is great. I mean, his 750,000 Presbyterians in Scotland and millions upon millions around the world.
Yes, absolutely. Knox was fundamental in bringing not merely the Reformation to Scotland, but the Reformed understanding, the Reformed theology of Calvin to Scotland. And he brought it with such vigour that the Scottish population embraced that religion as their own religion. And so while in other parts of Europe you have the Lutheran Church or the Anglican Church being the national church, in Scotland it was very much a Calvinistic church that emerged. And as that church was vigorous in sending missionaries across the world, it was that form of Calvinism, of Knox's religion, that ended up being spread abroad.
And what's known about his personal life, Murdo? His wife died quite young, leaving him with very young children, didn't she?
Knox's personal life is something I had not come across before I started researching for this film. It's actually very interesting. He had two wives. The first one was an Englishwoman, the daughter of a landowner near Berwick, where he was preaching at the time. And there does seem to have been a real bond between them in more than just a sort of a societal marriage. They married against the wishes of some parts of her family. They eloped together and ended up in Geneva, where it was largely in Geneva that they spent time together. And then after she died, tragically young, he got married again to someone who was 30 years his junior, someone who was only 17 years old. And this caused a lot of furore at the time, as it was raised that she was a noblewoman, the daughter of a major player in Scottish politics, and a relation, a distant relation of the Queen herself. So not only was Knox marrying someone who was much, much younger than him, he was also marrying into royalty, for want of a better word. And many people were thinking he had ideas above his station.
So he obviously shaped the developing Protestantism in Scotland. And religion and politics often go hand in hand. What do you think he would make today of the situation in Scotland? I'm thinking, would he support an independent Scotland?
I'm not sure that Knox, as a 16th century character, would have any influence whatsoever in modern Scotland, because he wouldn't understand it. But if you see what he did in 16th century Scotland and ask what needs to be done similarly in contemporary Scotland, I think you can see certain points coming across, one of which is that in the present day we have a prevailing worldview that says religion must be kept private and it's fine as long as it doesn't go outside the four walls of a house. Knox would very much say that is not the case. Religion must be something that is public. That, yes, it has an intensely private element to it, where an individual is in relationship to God, but religion is also something that should impact everything. The Bible says that Jesus is Lord, and if Jesus is Lord, that's not just Lord of the individual, but Lord of all. Lord of politics, Lord of economics, Lord of international relations, Lord of the entire society, and it simply is not possible for a Christian to say, I will keep my religion private and not seek to impact society at large for the gospel and for Christ. If they truly believe that Jesus is Lord of all.
That's filmmaker Murdo MacLeod and his film Knox. It's being screened at the Crescent Arts Centre in Belfast next Thursday night, 24th of September. That starts at 7:30 in the evening.